I'm with Dan Murray, winning the Hall of Fame award, and I thought they only give Hall of Fame awards out to old people. What's the story there?
I said it already, didn't I? I said I thought I was a bit young when they told me I was winning it, but apparently when you retire, you're old. So, it's a privilege and an honour to get it, unexpected, and yeah. Like I said, I do feel a little bit young to be receiving it, but that's an honour. Mm. So,
were you shocked when you got the call?
A little bit. Definitely. Yeah, I think I still think I'm a little bit young for Hall of Fame sort of things, but Sean explained to me that I was the first choice, but I don't know whether that's right right or not, but no, it's brilliant. And I said it earlier, I don't think, as a non-Cork person at birth, I think it's probably a little bit harder to win these awards, but they've taken me into the heart, and luckily I think I've embraced the life in Cork. So
an adopted Cork man,
like you say, and that's brilliant. And like you say, I think since I retired, the nice things people have said about me has been brilliant, and this is another enjoyable night for me and the family.
There's the lads are in the middle of pre-season at the moment. There's a party that still misses it.
I'm not missing pre-season, I can honestly say that. I'm definitely not missing the pre-season, but I reckon as the season gets closer now, I think they've got the Dundalk game next week, and then the start of the season. Mm. I think that will be the time when I have no doubt I will miss it then. Mm. And they really hit home where the decision that I made the end of last year, whether it was right or wrong, really, I suppose that will come down to it. The decision's been made, so John hasn't wronged me yet to bring me back. So I don't think it's going to happen now. But it's going to be strange. People keep asking me whether I'm going to go and watch them or try and stay away. But I think I'm going to go and watch. I've got a feeling that I really want them to do well. And I think like everyone's got a feeling like this year could be a good year with how close we've been the last couple of years, so it could be something to look forward to. But like you say, when I retired so close, it'd probably be with a tinge of I don't know yet what it's going to be, regret or whatever, really.
That's what I was going to ask. Is it going to be hard walking to Turner's Cross as a supporter as opposed to a player?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Like I said, I've not ever had to do it. Like I say, as soon as I came over from England to Ireland, I was a Cork City player. So the first time I walked into Turner's Cross was as a Cork City player. Yeah. So I never experienced going to watch any football matches other than being a Cork City player. So it's definitely going to be different. It's I don't know how I'm going to react to it, or how people are going to react to me walking in, or whatever, or it's hard to say. But like I say, as a football player, you're always a football supporter. So I'm looking forward to watching them. I think like you say, you really want Cork City to do well when you've played for Cork City for so long, so you're hoping that they do well. Like, I've probably not spoke to anyone, or really I've not watched any pre-season games, so I don't know how they're looking, but they're scoring a good few goals this pre-season. So I think that's probably one of the things we were missing while I was a player, was the goal scoring. So hopefully this is the year, and I'll definitely be going to watch a good few matches along the way. I don't think I'll be there every week, but I look forward to it, because like I say, I played with most of them, so still regard them as friends.
And your Middleton career got off to a winning start, a goal-scoring start in your debut as well, but as has been the case in the Munster Senior League, it's games been hard to come by because of the weather.
Yeah, big time. I say it's like probably most players that have played League of Ireland that have moved down to the Munster Senior League, it's different. It's the training less and games on a Saturday morning or a Sunday morning, it's totally different. And like I say, when I signed in January, I pretty much thought that I'd be playing every week from there on in. Little did I know that it seems like as soon as it rains, every single game seems to get called off, which when you start, you actually delve into it more and speak to people that run the clubs and that, is, you can understand why. And it's taken me a little bit of time to get used to, and there's still a lot to get used to myself. So, but it's good. Like, I'm when I first signed for them, I didn't know how I'd react to playing for someone else apart from Cork City, whether I'd I'd enjoy it as much as being down playing for a slightly less standard than Cork City were at. But so far I've really enjoyed it. The lads in Middleton are brilliant. I know the manager and the assistant manager, so that made it even easier, and I'm enjoying it, and apart from not playing enough.
Well, Dan, it's been, I think, 12 years since our first interview together, and this is the Hall of Fame one, kind of has a nice little symmetry to it. But congratulations on the award, and well done again.
Thanks, Rory.